Her eyes sparkled. Including you? She pressed.
I'm a guy, I said. So, yes. I frowned, thinking about it. And no.
She smiled at me and nodded.
I know. You couldn't do casual. You commit yourself too deeply. You care too much. We couldn't have something light. You would never settle for that.
She was probably right. I nodded.
I don't know if I could give you what you want, Harry. Then she took a deep breath and said, there are other reasons. We work together.
I noticed.
She didn't quite smile. What I mean is, I can't let relationships come close to my job. It isn't good for either.
I said nothing.
I'm a cop, Harry. My belly twisted a little as I realized the rejection in the words and the lack for any room for compromise.
I know you are.
I serve the law.
You do, I said. You always have.
I can't walk away from it. I won't walk away from it.
I know that too.
And we're so different, our worlds.
Not really, I said. We sort of hang around in the same one, most of the time.
That's work, she said quietly. My work isn't everything about me, or it shouldn't be. I've tried a relationship built on having that in common.
Rick, I said. She nodded. Pain flickered in her eyes. I never would have seen that a few years before. But I'd seen Murphy in good times and bad. Mostly bad. She'd never say it, never want me to say anything about it. But I knew that her failed marriage had wounded her more deeply than she would ever admit. In a way, I suspected that they explained some of her professional drive and ambition. She was determined to make the career work. Something had to. And maybe she'd been hurt even more deeply than that. Maybe badly enough that she wouldn't want to leave herself open to it again. Long-term relationships have the potential for long-term pain. Maybe she didn't want to go through it again. What if you weren't a cop? She smiled faintly.
What if you weren't a wizard?
Touché, but indulge me. She tilted her head and studied me for a minute. Then she said,
what happens when Susan comes back?
I shook my head. She isn't. Her tone turned dry.
Indulge me.
I frowned.
I don't know, I said quietly. We decided to break it off, and I suspect we'd see a lot of things very differently now.
But if she wanted to try again, Murphy asked. I shrugged.
I don't know.
Let's say we get together, Murphy said. How many kids do you want? I blinked.
What?
You heard me.
I blinked a few more times. I hadn't really thought about it.
So I thought about it for a second. I thought about the merry chaos of the Carpenter household.
God, I'd have given anything for that when I was little.
But any child of mine would inherit more than my eyes and killer chin. There were a lot of people who didn't think much of me. A lot of not people thought that way, too. Any child of mine would be bound to inherit some of my enemies, and worse, maybe some of my allies.